everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 244. That is two fofo episodes of us bringing you the news that Microsofties are pinging each other about.
What is it? You give us 15 minutes, we're going to give you 10 applications or something like that? What is that?
We'll give you five cool stories.
It could work.
That Microsofties are pinging each other about.
That works. I like that.
That's a very long tagline. I don't know. So, I'm gonna cough before this intro segment's over.
Yeah, you know, it's been a while. It's been a busy time.
You were in planning meetings.
Meetings?
What were you planning about?
I can't tell you what I was planning about. Right.
Well, then that's
fun. This is planning season at Microsoft, so there are a plethora of meetings all over the place.
You know, it's
and then we ended conference season two, which is just also crazy as well.
We're coming up at the end of the fiscal year.
Yeah.
And 1 week and all that fun stuff. We just had a solitaire tournament last week.
Wow.
It was the 25th anniversary of solitaire. Mm-hmm. That is like 25 billion hours of productivity wasted, apparently.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, solitaire was actually put into Windows to teach people how to click and drag. Because way back then, the mouse was being introduced across the world.
Same thing with Minesweeper.
It's kind of crazy, the concept. I was talking to my nephew not so long ago, and I said something about a hard drive. He goes, "What's a hard drive?" I was like, "Well, like the thing that's on your tablet, you know, instead of the stuff you're streaming." They have no concept of streamed
content from the internet. There. It's on the device, right?
Stuff on this screen that I hold. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So, 25 years of solitaire. There was a tournament on campus.
Nice.
I did not attend.
I was about to say I was busy. I didn't get a chance.
Yeah. So too busy for solitaire. If we were too busy for Ping, we were too busy for solitaire. But 243.
We got some comments.
We're talking about photos. Mm-hmm. Or actually, first, Perfect Phase points out Touch Develop is still going strong, and there's a GitHub repo with a source on there. So Touch Develop, as we briefly mentioned last week, is the phone like click and drag little pieces of flow of code, and lets you like do rough programming. Fairly simple.
Next, you're going to tell me there's a version for the Kinect to be able to program with the Kinect.
No way.
So you could actually go and like move stuff around.
I mean, that would just be changing. It's called Fruit Ninja. Completely.
I don't like that statement.
For picking divide.
That could work. That could work. But GitHub repo to be able to go off and go and modify it yourself. And
I guess that. Fork that or clone it down and run that. It's real fun to play with. Yeah, it's a very different way of programming. It's a nice, it's a zen way of doing
it. If it's as approachable as it sounds like, I might even take up programming.
You never know.
And we actually got some pictures response to our question to say, hey, why don't you share some stuff with the pictures? I even forget last episode if I was telling you that I broke my phone.
That's every episode, Rick.
My Lumia 1020 doesn't even work anymore as far as being able to autofocus. And so I just recently bought another Lumia 1020 on the used list to be able to still do photos and interviews.
Okay.
That's good.
Just autofocus?
Yeah, just autofocus. It was busted. Yeah. Autofocused. Well, the screen had a bit of a crack in it, too. It was over a year and a half old.
My Icon is still going strong. There may be a dent in the one corner that I occasionally like scratch myself on. I need to like file it down or something. This is the first time I really dropped it. It obtained a dent.
So I want to call out to Gordon Beaming, who posted some snaps from his 1520 and his 930.
Was it elephant?
This is the one that actually has some elephants and some, I'm assuming, significant others inside of it as well. It looks like it's actually not in a zoo, but it's actually in the place where elephants are, which is kind of cool.
The wild.
The wild that's out there, and also a nice little picture of a desert path. And then there seems to be some kind of a fascination with sea otters.
What's there not to be
otters or some kind of sea? That's an otter, isn't it?
Seal?
It's a seal, not an otter. It's a seal. See, I'm thinking otter because I'm from up north, and they have lots of otters up there.
Otter know better.
But some awesome pictures that are there. And then there's another one that came in. Who was it that gave us this one here?
It was
from D-Tower. And he's showing off the power of the Lumia Zoom capabilities.
This is that Polaris Pass in the Wallowas.
Wherever that is.
I don't know where that is.
But there's a regular picture of just standing there hanging on to like a cliff bar or something like that he's eating to be able to
regenerate. I don't think that was
regenerate.
The focus.
But then you can actually zoom in like you can with the Lumia and other phones that are in the high megapixel to be able to see the exact time the picture was taken.
On his watch, yeah. You can zoom into his watch and see it clearly. That is some high density photography.
Very neat stuff.
Very cool.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thanks for sharing your photos. We really enjoyed it. Cortana is coming everywhere. Earlier this year, we showed Cortana coming to Windows 10 in all its variants. Yeah. You can have it on your phone, phablet, tablet, laptop, devices of larger than 20, 30, 40, or 80 inches or whatever.
It's insane.
But for those of you on other platforms, you will still have the opportunity to use Cortana as well. So we just recently announced that Cortana will be arriving on iOS or on Android. Cortana Companion will be available for Android in late June and then in iOS later this year.
So I want to set up Cortana on one of those devices and have it call my personalized name as the name of that assistant. So like, I want Cortana to call me Siri.
Phone and have it call you Siri.
So when it says, hi Siri, and then Siri kicks in and see what happens.
And then they fight.
And they fight back and forth. To the death! I have no idea.
So Rick has interesting ways of breaking his phones, as we just mentioned.
But just imagine, they have to do that in testing, do you think? If that's one of the test routines you have to run?
If not, we can ping them.
Yeah.
Let them know.
So it's definitely coming out. They are mentioning that it is going to have some, it's obviously not going to be as robust as what's available on the Windows platform, just because the levels of integration is going to be there.
Right, different platforms allow different levels of integration. Mm-hmm. It does say that notifications will be supported, so sports results, flights, all that fun kind of stuff. Hopefully the like when to leave to get to your next appointment, which doesn't help me get here on time, but does help me in other opportunities. But yeah, new ways to get on the digital assistant train across your platform. So excited. Later this June and then later this year on iOS, get ready.
So earlier I was joking about using Kinect as a way of doing programming. Apparently, they've gone ahead and done some really cool stuff with a combination of a sculptor and musical conductor with the Seattle Symphony to be able to make it so that Kinect can be used to conduct a... Not necessarily a symphony, but definitely a musical piece with a conductor, with, let's see, a Seattle Symphony Orchestra director, Ludovic Morlot, was used to the Kinect to be able to go off and to control, I believe it's like robotically controlled pianos.
I was just looking at the photos of it. It's each like key has
individual fingers that come down and press on it. And apparently, I was watching the video earlier on, and the Kinect is able to go in and choose, you know, with different gestures to say, this is the piano I want to control, I want to bring the volume up, I want to bring the volume down, I want to change the pace and the tempo. So they basically partnered with environmental sculptor to be able to create this, and they also had the audience literally just sitting around the environment.
Yeah, there's a great shot actually that right off the lead of the story of that specifically there of the audience surrounding this weird mechanical piano thing. It's awesome. So like, I love anytime music and technology get intertwined. I think those are really really cool symbiotic relationships. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting because I played music for a long time, and a conductor, it's very semantically aware, like they're making eye contact, they're making certain motions, and you kind of get into this relationship with your conductor where you understand more and more what they're trying to gesticulate at you. The fact that we can do it with technology, even to a certain degree, is super interesting.
So it was Dimitri Diakopoulos who went ahead and basically created the different software to integrate these different pieces together that allows I just lost his name. The symphony conductor to be able to go in and
Ludovic
interact with it.
Morlo?
Yes, Ludovic.
Who is the Seattle Symphony music director.
Yes. So collaborative efforts between three different individuals for this interesting solution. And the video is freaking cool.
Two new games out for Windows Phone for those of you who would like to get in some additional gaming time. One of them is our old friend Lara Croft coming back for another edition. This is Lara Croft Relic Run. So now available for Windows phones. This is kind of her, diving through obstacles and jumping around stuff. I believe
riding motorcycles.
Ride on a motorcycle.
Sliding down different things. Yeah. Looks good. I'm always a fan of...
It's one of those run games that's been out there for a while that are very popular. They're kind of easy just to jump into and play, and they feature your favorite characters and environments and stuff. So that's fun. And then one of my personal favorites, this is a game that's been online on as a Flash game for a very long time.
Oh, yeah?
Bloons TD. Yeah, very long time, because this is Bloons TD 5.
Bloons, not balloons.
Bloons. B-L-O-O-N-S. O-O-N-S.
It's that leet speak.
It is short for balloons.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a tower defense game, so Bloons TD.
Okay.
Where your towers are all monkeys that throw darts at balloons that come at you. So it's a very family-friendly, very cute game, but it's very well done. You level up your towers, your monkeys, over the span of the game, actually like over the span of your play time. Mm-hmm. So you may replay the same level, and now that you've upgraded the certain tower, you may use that instead or unlocked another tower. This one includes a new tower, I believe. It doesn't say it in this one that we logged it, but I think there's a new exclusive tower and a couple different levels included. So jump on the new games, Lara Croft, Relic Run, and Bloons TD5. Last month, OneDrive rolled out an update that allows you to view photos on your Apple Watch. Is that what it's called?
Apple Watch. Android Watch.
Last month.
Android where?
Apple Watch.
Oh! The Apple Watch was the photos that we rolled out. Okay, I got it. I'm there. I got it.
Last month, OneDrive rolled out an update that allowed you to view photos on your Apple Watch.
And what did they do just recently?
Just recently.
I heard.
On the 27th of May, rolled out another update, which allows you to do the same with your Android Wear device. I'm actually not intimately familiar with that ecosystem. I'm assuming that's like the Samsung Gear.
That's an analog Android watch. Not even digital or band.
My wrists are free.
Freedom.
So this allows you to view photos. I think every time it starts, it allows you to feature like a different photo that's been taken from the last 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
There was also an update to Windows Phone that allows Cortana integration. So more Cortana in your life. You can say things like, let me get this right, OneDrive, search for Hawaii sunset photos. And it'll go there and search through your collection and pull them up for you. So small updates that are super cool and allow you to get your files on more and more devices. From the fashion desk, we bring you the newest in wearable technology.
So that's just weird coming from us for fashion advice.
Well, why not?
Well, I guess you, but...
The same people that brought you chargers in your trousers.
Trousers in your pants, you got it.
Trousers in your pants, that's not it. Chargers in your trousers.
Chargers in your trousers.
I say wearable ironically, I guess, in this sense. This is a product called the Electroloom, and is a 3D printer that prints clothing.
Apparently the fabrics are in liquid form.
Yeah.
That then get woven into fabric itself?
Yeah, so like I immediately think about like spiders, you know, that like generate webbing. That's kind of what it sounds like. Obviously, I don't know, not obviously, maybe it's different, who knows? Mm-hmm. But the Electroloom is a device that is, I would say prototype, is in early development. It is currently on Kickstarter. It is very near its goal. As we record now, it'll probably reach it. They've got like 18 days to go.
Yep.
And it basically takes a CAD-developed 3D mold that you put inside of the printer, so like for a head or a bust, and then you can make like a tank top or a wool cap. Or I guess not wool cap, it'd be this synthetic liquid thread cap thing.
On the Kickstarter page, they actually have some examples of tank tops, of skirts, and even a little tiny baby dress too.
So it's a polyester cotton blend.
Yeah.
With
some cotton blend.
Yeah, with some. So it's not like some like weird substance. I guess it is a little weird that it's coming out of a printer. But this is interesting because the way technology is going, we're getting further and further from people having to choose from a low selection of mass-produced items and closer to people getting customized items rapidly made mm-hmm. just for them. And this is just the next step. Like, I would love to stop having to go from store to store because I shop so much and pick out, you know, like this medium is different than their medium, is different than their small and whatever. Just be like, here are my measurements. I've measured them once. I probably haven't changed too much. Upload them, I want that design, give me that design, it'll fit me.
Yeah.
Don't have to get it tailored every time or stuff like that. That would be amazing. Obviously in the very early steps, as this is just a, you know, the world's first.
Yeah, and being that they're so close to their goal, they probably will go off and achieve it.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope something like this does come to fruition because, again, the idea of being able to get custom-made stuff that is tailored to the unique user, just like software does. That's the cool thing about software, right? Is we have individual preferences and options. You can tailor the experiences to how you would like it to be. To be able to do that with clothing would be fantastic. We can all become fashion designers.
You don't want to have my fashions. Trust me on this. They're even selling developer kits. I was looking on the Kickstarter page right now. Developer kits coming in at around early bird for $4,500 and $5,000 and more.
I'm not certain what a normal loom costs nowadays, nor would I have...
You could make one when you were a kid just with some wood and some string. Didn't you ever make little... You know,
I was into computers.
No,
as a child.
Well,
unfortunately,
it's a little bit more cost effective. But this one here seems really cool to be able to plug it in and be able to create your own clothes.
So super cool. Thanks for watching episode 244 of Ping. That is 244 episodes in the can. That's a large can.
It is. It's getting larger and larger.
I don't know if
are we doing something special for 250?
We say this every week.
I don't know.
So maybe
brewery does it. Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe we have a secret plan that we're just not talking about.
Could be.
So continue the conversation with us, as always, at hashtag PingShow. You can follow us individually at Mark Falco.
At RicksterCDN.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thefacebook.
No. The Ping Show.
Slash The Ping Show.
We're having a great time with these URLs today. But you can also send a snail mail, too, if you want to. And that's available at The Ping Show, care of Channel 9, Building 20, 1 Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, 98052.
Before we close up, we have a quick PSA.
Yes, don't forget, this is the season. Apparently, there is a rise in the number of email scams coming and talking about Microsoft lotteries. Newsflash.
We have Microsoft Bingo. We do not have a Microsoft lottery.
There are no Microsoft lotteries. If you're offered any kind of compensation from Microsoft or any of its employees in excess of $500,000, it doesn't exist.
Nope. So don't fall for that, please.
Don't. Please don't. And tell all your friends, relatives, and, you know, mother-in-laws, father-in-laws, and all the other cousins and everybody else.
You should.
Get the word
out. Yes, before you end up with chain mail saying that you should do it. Let's have you comment in the section below. We will give you a question.
We did pictures last week, so let's go back to questions. And fashion, clothing.
Yeah, so we are a fashionable bunch, and we talked about being able to create your own 3D clothing. What do you think your first use or best use of that is going to be? Clearly, the first version is going to be a little bit limited, probably in the size of the frame that you can use and all that, but... either, you know, what's the future hold for this? So what do you believe is it would be your future of printable clothing?
Pajama pants.
Interesting.
Pajama pants. That's what it should be. That's mine. What's yours? Come on.
That just blew me away.
What?
Pajama I had no pants. Idea. I was kind of thinking sports stuff, like, I don't know.
Sports socks?
I
went to.
Not what? Socks. I don't know. I was actually kind of thinking gloves. Because gloves are like things that specifically come in like three sizes, none of which are the ones that fit your hand.
Yeah.
If I could like scan my hand and get like receiver gloves that just fit me, that'd be awesome.
That could work.
Oh, cool.
What do you guys think? Leave us a comment. Let us know. We'll talk about it on the next show. Until then.
See you next time.
See you next time. Oh, smack it. That is right on time. Ah!